coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagman Report. It's Monday, September 9, 2024. Eric the Tech, just off of a weekend, right? Do we have weekends anymore? I mean,
No.
I'm telling you, we're like all of you, and you work 24/7. You deal with your family issues, work issues. It's like that all of the time. So you're always running. I get it. We get it. But this weekend was the weekend where we put together some, it was an interesting weekend to the extent that we were in contact with some people who are putting together some really great groups to fight the election theft that we know is coming this year, less than 60 days away. And some other things, you know, plan A, B, and C, plans A, B, and C, just to let you know. Now, we're going to be hearing more about that as time goes on. Going to be bringing you some pretty high-profile guests, which names you know, but are heavily involved in all of this. I'm telling you. Have a great show lined up for you today. A lot of information to get into. But before I do, I want to just... Hey, I want to direct you to a website. You've heard me talking about chuckdefense.com/Hagman. I know you have, right? chuckdefense.com/Hagman. And if you've ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris, what a legend that guy is. Let me tell you something. He made a video, and you can see the screen that hosts this video. And if you go to the website, chuckdefense.com/Hagman, he's in his 80s, and he's still kicking people's backsides and working out, staying active. And what's even more shocking is that he's stronger, can work longer, and he's got more energy left over for his grandkids. And energy is something that I need, and I've actually gained energy from this. And I've got to tell you, I feel better in the long run. I feel better now than I did, I'm going to say, 2 months ago, 3 months ago. And I would say that this is the change necessary for you to feel better. Look, Chuck Norris did all of that by making one change. He said he feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this one thing that she's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger. Her body looks leaner. She's got energy all day. Chuck made a very special video that explains everything. You can watch it. Make sure you do by going to chuckdefense.com/Hagman. Two N's on Hagman. Or by clicking the link below this video. It's going to change the way that you think about your health. Once again, that's chuckdefense.com/Hagman. Click on the link in the description box below. Watch the video now. You're not going to believe how simple it is. Just a reminder, he is a whopping 84 years old, yet has more energy than I do much of the time, I suspect. He discovered he can create dynamic changes to his health simply by focusing on three specific things that sabotage our body as we age. I'm going to tell you something. You watch a video, you might think, wow, I didn't know that. Watch his method by clicking the link in the description box below. chuckdefense.com/Hagman. That's H-A-G-M-A-N-N. All right. Here's the thing. You know, the thing. Channeling my inner Biden, right? Preparing for the debate tomorrow. Folks, what do you think the debate? I'm curious. Do me a favor. We broadcast on Rumble. We broadcast on Brighteon. I read the comments. The primary platform for us is Rumble. And can I please ask a favor of everyone out there? Do I ask for much? Do I? Come on. Sound like I'm talking to my wife now. Do I ask for that much? My wife would slap me upside the head. Now, listen, do me a favor. subscribe to our channel on Rumble. Even if you don't use it, just subscribe to us, because that elevates our, it does something with algorithms, and you get the idea. Subscribe to us on Rumble. Even if you don't use Rumble, subscribe to us. Follow us. Subscribe to Rumble and follow us. Or subscribe to our channel, whatever the terminology is. But do that for me. Where was I going with that? I kind of lost my train of thought because I was so pushing toward following us on Rumble. Do you know where I was going with that, Eric the Tech? Were you listening? All right.
Elections.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's debate. Right. That's right. The debate. I want to know how many people are planning to watch the debate, and how many of you think the debate is really matters. How many of you think, what you think about the debate? I mean, I'd kind of like to know that, whatever your feelings might be. And, you know, we were thinking, well, should we cover the debate live? And of course, bandwidth is an issue here. So we really can't do that. It wouldn't be fair to you. It would be a very frustrating experience. So there are many places you can interact and watch the debate live. But what are your thoughts? But here we are. This is an election for our time. And to those people, and I've really come to a decision out there. If you are of the opinion that you're not going to vote, well, I have no mercy for you. I would provide you with no quarter. You're going to get what you deserve. If you think that Harris walls are the answer to your woes and your ills, I got nothing for you. Now, I truly believe this. We are a nation in peril because we've turned our backs on God. Yes, I know that Donald Trump is not perfect. Oh, my goodness, far from it. But and he seems to be waffling and wavering on certain things. We're trying to straighten that out, by the way, in ways that you may not be aware. But we have to repent, and we also have to realize that we're engaged in a spiritual battle. We have to take part in the spiritual battle here in the physical. And I'm telling you right now, we've got to do it. But I am not going to take this anymore. Simply put, I'm not going to take this anymore. And I found myself saying that quite a bit over the last couple of weeks. And it was with serendipity. That's right. That I found this. This is a 4-minute song, or a 4-minute. It's a compilation. You remember the song? We're not going to take it anymore. Okay, it's to that. And whoever did this is a genius. I'll have the link to the posting of this, but whoever created that is a genius, and I applaud them. I'm not trying to take any. I'm taking no credit for this, but I certainly want to give credit where credit is due. But you can go to the link at HagmanPI.com and you can listen to the whole thing. But I do want to play like 2 minutes of this to set the stage for this for today. Because if you're like I am, I'm sick of this crap. I'm not gonna engage in the mental illness of transgenderism. I'm not going to engage in this pronoun crap. I'm not going to engage in anything that perverts the real America. I'm just not going to do it. I'm done. I'm not going to take it anymore. So in that spirit, join me will you please? Join me. And you can sing along at home. I'm not going to do it here, but you can sing along at home. We're not going to take it anymore with a link being at HagmanPI.com. Here it is. 2 minutes.
I'm standing in Fulton County. They are tabulating the absentee ballots of Fulton County, Georgia's most populous county. A water pipe has broken inside the arena.
We've got the right to choose it. There ain't no way we'll lose it. This is our life. This is our song. We'll fight the powers that be just. Don't pick our destiny, cause you don't know us. You don't belong.
Our patience is wearing thin. This is not about freedom.
We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it.
It's too fucking 30.
See some price increases. Some folks are crazy.
Oh, you're so condescending. Your goal is never ending. We don't want nothing, not a thing from you.
If we'd been better mind readers, I guess we could.
Your life is tried and jaded. Boring and confiscated.
That's, what was that, about 2 minutes, roughly? Well, that was almost 3:45 almost. Look, I can play that over and over and over and over again. Here is my message to you.
Sorry, radio listeners.
Exactly. Folks, this is why. Okay, if you're listening to this via podcast, audio podcast, go over to Rumble and watch, or just go to Hagman PI. Click on the link and download it for yourself, okay? Go to the original source. I didn't do that. Some very talented individual did that. All credit goes to that individual. But the fact is this. We're done. We are done. I had a conversation with some people and over the last month or so, I'm tired of having... we've done some things on the investigative side that resulted in having law enforcement crawl up our bodily orifices to the extent where they could have started a poker game up there. It's crazy. If law enforcement, FBI, and it just made me realize how much we have lost, and how much of this country we have lost. The fact that we are declared enemies, those of us who seek the truth are declared enemies. The fact that we want to right this ship properly, through the right way, we're enemies. We're their enemies. So I've realized that, look, at this point in my life, I got nothing to lose. So I'm not going to take it anymore. I'm not going to take communism being forced down my throat, nor should you. I'm not going to take some mealy-mouthed council, whether it's the city council, county council, a mayor, a city manager, a county executive, or even a state legislator. Recreating their communities, our communities, in their image, which are communist, they're communes, communist strongholds. I'm not going to take it anymore. A case in point, and I really want people to really, this is something that has been a long time coming, but suddenly, like when you boil milk or when you cook milk on a stove, it takes a while. You see the little bubbles, and then bang, it's boiling. So it's slow at first, and then all of a sudden. Well, in Springfield, Ohio, which is west of Columbus, small little town, 60,000 people there. The Biden-Harris communist bastards dropped off 20,000 Haitians. These, for the most part, are animals. Animals. And you can quote me on this. Harris' son, if you're listening, bite me, number one. And number two, go live in Springfield and enjoy what you created or helped to create, as well as every one of you blue-haired, purple-haired, tattooed, body-pierced women and faggot guys, beta, cuck males. You did this, and you should suffer the consequences. You see, in Springfield, but I'll also add this, Abbott from Texas, big hero for sending people into the interior of the U.S. to blue city or to blue places, right? To just to teach the communists a lesson, right? Is that what you're doing, teaching them a lesson? Now, you take those same buses or airplanes and you ship them back over the border. Don't bring them into the interior of the country. What the hell's wrong with you? And yet you've got the right celebrating this. We're not going to take this crap anymore. Because I'll tell you something. I know a lot of people right now who are buying a lot of rope, who are buying torches and pitchforks and shovels, that's right. And who are buying a lot of ammunition and weapons. I know these people. We're sick of it. We're sick of your bullshit. We're not going to put up with it anymore. We're not going to take it anymore. Because in Springfield, what we have is this. We have a community of 60,000 people. It was a nice community. Still is, really. Except if you happen to, I don't know, want to go for a walk, take a drive, or actually live your life. And especially if you own cats or dogs. Or if you want to go down to the park and feed the ducks, you've got to fight the Haitians who are taking the ducks, taking them by the neck and slitting their throats, taking them home and eating them. Haitians are doing this. The imports are doing this. The illegals are doing this. And the city council there and elsewhere are laughing at you, saying, too effing bad. Suck it up, buttercup, right? Well, I got a better idea. That'll come later, though. My idea will come later. Let me show you this clip. We'll go to the video, too. This is from Springfield. This is at a, I think this might have been at a council meeting in Springfield. If not, it's outside. I don't recall. I've watched so many of these. This is cut to HagmanPI.com. Watch this and listen to this man explain what the hell's going on. I think it's this is the one with the guy. I'm not sure. Well, we'll all be surprised. Here it is. Video two.
Hey, Patriots. So I didn't want to believe what I'm about to tell you, but after researching, looking into it in Ohio, I actually have people out in Ohio. It turns out that there is accuracy to this story. So Springfield is a small town in Ohio. 4 years ago, it had about 60,000 residents. Under Harris and Biden, 20,000 Haitian immigrants were shipped to Springfield, Ohio. The Haitians, and I'm not saying all of them, but some of them are literally like going to parks, you know, how we feed the ducks or whatever. They are taking ducks and cutting their heads off and taking them home to eat them, to cook them and eat them. There was a neighbor that was missing her cat. She couldn't find her cat. One day she came home from work. As soon as she stepped out of her car, looked towards a neighbor's house where Haitians lived, and saw her cat hanging from a branch like you do, like a deer when you're field dressing or butchering. And they were carving the cat up to eat. They've been doing this to dogs. They've been doing it at Snyder Park with the ducks and the geese. This is Harris and Biden's, they flew these people in to Ohio. So if you're out in Ohio, please watch your animals. If you're anywhere, really, please watch your animals, because their customs are not the same as ours, obviously. And this is just so wrong. It's disgusting, but it is, in fact, true. So please be safe. Keep your pets inside. Keep your cats inside. I see a ton of cats roaming around all the time. And then I get like alerts that, you know, somebody's cat's missing. I'm like, keep your cats inside. You know, I don't know. But just be safe, guys. Pray for the animals.
Pray for the animals. Pray for the people. And also, again, you folks who voted for Harris or for Biden Harris in 2020, it's on you. This is on you. You own this.
What if a citizen got caught laying ducks?
Oh, we would get strung up and thrown in prison, and, you know, but hey, it's Haitian, right? It's, you know, it's part of the...
Where's your license? It's out of season.
Yeah, the pond ducks are out. Oh, cats are out of... I didn't know that.
Cats are always in season.
In my view. Look, I'm a dog guy. Okay. Don't get me started on guys with cats. All right. But that's just me. Okay. So there's that. Now, again, somebody touches my dog. Somebody touches my dog. I guarantee you, the ending is not going to be pretty. This is happening in a small town in Springfield, west of Columbus. I did verify this. In fact, I watched enough of these videos. I was concerned, so I did contact somebody who I know lives just west of Columbus, not too far from Springfield, and I asked.
And there's duck heads everywhere.
Not quite. But he said, oh, yeah, I did spend. His in-laws live just outside of Springfield, and this is going on. He verified this to me. So And I believe this person. So everything that you're seeing here, I checked through my source who's got family that lives just outside of Springfield. And they said, yeah, it's horrible. And even as equally bad as that in Springfield, as well as other Haitian-laden areas of population, the car insurance is going through the roof because of motor vehicle accidents. These people aren't used to driving. So they hit everything they could possibly hit in a demolition-style derby. Of course, we're not even talking about Venezuelan gangs over in Colorado and in California and New York. We're talking about Haitians in Springfield. So you're talking about a population that does not fit with the existing population. But Harris did this. Biden did this. Your local legislature, your local city did this. And it's time to fight back. You kick their asses out of your hometown. I'm telling you right now, I'm not going to take this crap. And even more infuriating, well, equally infuriating is this. This is from another small town in Ohio, unnamed, but I think you could probably guess. This is video number 4. How would you like to be a grandfather like I am? And take your 4-year-old grandson into preschool. And then be told, I'll tell you what, just listen to this. Watch this. And you tell me how you would react to this. This is some pretty bad domestic stuff going on here. This is cut4@hagmanpi.com.
So wait till you hear this one. I'm taking my dog for a walk. Anyway. So my daughter enrolls my 4-year-old grandson into preschool last week, and they have a little meet and greet. I think it was Thursday. I just heard about this yesterday. And if you watch my channel, you know I live in small town Ohio. So she goes, takes him down to the meet and greet. They tell her, that she has to hire a translator with her own money in order to send him to preschool because he is the only student that doesn't speak Spanish. Really? So obviously she didn't do it. She pulled him out of preschool. And this migrant problem is not, it's not a red state, blue state thing, because I live in a red state and we're just overrun with them. So it's our whole government. It's all of them. Can you believe that? Can't go to preschool because he doesn't speak Spanish. Unbelievable.
To you, what would you do in that case?
Now, nombre es Eric.
Look, borders, language, culture, right? Three things that make a country. We don't have any borders. Our language is being taken away from us. Our culture is already under assault, and culture that includes our spiritual, religious beliefs and what have you. So if you're not pissed off right now, I don't know what's wrong with you. If you're not looking at this and saying, look, we had 4 years of Biden-Harris, the cadaver in chief, along with mattress back, commie Kamala. Again, what is wrong? And then you've got Walz with Kamala, and you know this. Even members of his own family are saying, look, this guy's not good for our country. And you might say, well, you got on Trump's side, you got Mary Trump, his niece, and various other family members. You're going to have that, right? But when you have a group of people the size of Walz's family saying, man, I would not do this. Better start paying attention. And the fact that the other thing too, which, excuse me, Walz is an instrument of communist China, just so you know that. So the next time H5N1 breaks out, or COVID, variation of COVID, monkeypox, hippo pox, whatever pox, pox on your house, whatever. Okay. Let me tell you something, okay? It's going to be a lockdown. It's going to be a lockdown. I showed you the video of...
Lock it down. I got deck mold.
I got deck mold. I'm telling you, man. No, it's not mold. It's mildew. Right? It's anyway.
Mold and mildew.
I'm trying.
If you wash your underwear more often.
Hey, it's my laundry day is every second Tuesday. What's wrong with you? Is that?
Moldy pants.
Moldy.
I wonder how you say that in Spanish. Hold on.
Oh, no. You might as well say it in Mandarin. Because Harrison Waltz get in there, we're going to be talking Mandarin. Eating Chinese food all the time. Well, we're not going to be eating Chinese anything. I'm eating cats
well,
like the Haitians.
I love Chinese food, so.
Yeah, well, I was talking to somebody. Somebody was going to get Chinese food, and they asked me if I wanted some. And I said, I don't like Chinese food. I don't like China. I don't like eating on China. I don't like Chinese people. I don't like anything China. So, no, thank you. But
no, the Chinese people are great. Their leadership.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know what I mean. Communist Chinese Party. You get that, of course. I'm just old. I'm just set in my ways, man. I'm old and set in my ways. But are you gonna play? What are you gonna play? Were you gonna play something? No.
No.
Okay. I thought you had some translation you were gonna do. All right. Again, very serious stuff going on, and with less than 60 days left for an election. And also, by the way, I would urge everyone to do this. I spent, like I said, I spent a large percentage of my weekend talking with individuals in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is a key state. We have big problems in Montgomery County, Allegheny County, other counties. We're setting up teams to go in there and to make sure what you saw in that song, there are some visuals there, that none of this crap happens again. That we are not kicked out, that, you know, we have more. You heard Steve Stern talk last week. If you haven't, make sure you listen to that. The guy with the flag shirt, he's on War Room all the time. Good guy, man. He is absolutely one of the finest men. The man is 83 years old. I think it was like 7:30 Sunday morning. He's calling me up and saying, hey, Doug. It's like, Steve, hey, Doug, what are you doing? 7:30 Sunday morning. I don't know what. And he says, look, you got to. Here's what we got to do for Pennsylvania. Here's what folks, let me tell you something. Get involved.
You talking about Steve Stern?
Yeah, I am.
That dude he does not sleep.
I'm telling you.
I have a good 100 text messages from him from the last 2 weeks.
Me too. And I don't like to text, and I'm getting blown up and emails and stuff. And but the good part about this is if you're in Pennsylvania, folks, we're developing a system where the left communist pieces of crap are not going to take over our election system. Now, say what you will about the machines. Excuse me, Jerome Corsi talked about the machines and about exposing the machines. Doing a big deal, a lot of stuff in Ohio with the Secretary of State and exposing a lot of this. Yes, we have to not only expose it, we have to do something about it, but it's happening in Pennsylvania. Scott Pressler, I think, might be on. I have to double check here. Because
Jerome Corsi is one of the coolest cats to ever exist.
Jerome Corsi?
Yep.
Remember you and I and Jerome sitting in the National Press Club having... What do we have? Breakfast or something?
We were busy, but he insisted that we have breakfast with him.
Oh, yeah, man.
And I'm glad we did.
Yes, and I did get his book about JFK, The Final Analysis, which he co-authored. And, folks, this is all part of it, too. It's really a medical-heavy book about the skull x-rays and the skull wounds of President Kennedy. But that goes back to really when the deep state made their move as a big coup in the U.S. Now, let me tell you something. I love to read. I got the book Friday. I think it was Friday. And in between texts, calls, reports, and some other things, I want to read the book.
Moldy decks.
People are going to think I've got like this.
Yeah, we got to be careful how we say that.
Don't say it quick. No. Yeah, I just got an area, just a small area of like this moldy stuff. I keep throwing stuff on it. I don't know. It's kind of a little area that collects this greenish gunk. But
welcome to PA, a collection of rain and snow.
Rain, snow, and I don't know. Man, you're throwing me off too. But anyway, Jerome Corsi, as you said, that guy is he's a really cool guy. And that book, it was a difficult read. It's probably 400 pages, but very well worth it. I went through probably most of it. But that was the original deep state coup overt in the U.S. And then from there, and the very same people, the families, these infrastructure are working through today. And here's something that's behind this. I don't know how many people have seen this. Folks, have you seen the U.N. Summit of the Future 2024? Have you seen this? If you haven't, let's put it on the screen. Let me see if I can bring this up on my end, too, because this is extremely important. I would urge everyone to go to HagmanPI.com, click on this link, download this, and read this. This is UN Summit. Summit of the Future 2024. What will it deliver? Now, I'm not going to read the entire thing, but this is really planned. This is the planning for this year. And if I'm not mistaken, it is going to be conducted this month, at the end of this month, I believe, toward the end of this month, and adopted by member nations. Let me go back here. So folks that are on the radio, I apologize. I don't want you to have to necessarily go back to HagmanPI to grab this, but this is, let me see if I can give you a quick rundown of the explanation on this. If you haven't seen this, I would urge you to grab this. All right, we'll go through this regardless here. This is going to be the 75th anniversary of the UN. And if you understand how the UN was created, you understand that because we did not adopt really the League of Nations back in 1919, and because World War II, people were thinking, well, you know, had we had a League of Nations, World War II wouldn't happen. So the UN was developed as a communist, essentially a communist entity, even by members of the Communist Party in the U.S. Post-World War II. But this is the 75th anniversary of the UN, the member states. Now, their pledge to strengthen global governance. And what they are doing is they ask the Secretary General for his recommendations to address current and future challenges via Resolution 75/1. Obviously, you can dig down and read that. The upcoming summit in New York is going to produce an intergovernmental negotiated action-oriented pact for the future. And again, this is extremely important with chapters on, and you've heard this before, sustainable development and financing for future development, international peace and security, science, technology, innovation, and digital cooperation. So what they intend to do is create this global economic, technological, medical, as well as in there, all of these silos of these departments, and put them all under global control. Now, there will be an acceleration contained within this new plan, this new UN plan. And people need to contact all of the anyone in charge and let them know you're not down with this. You're not okay with this, because there is some, obviously, some the draft of this and the pact that they're referencing here is to subjugate the entirety, subjugate the entirety of our sovereignty to a global governance under the UN. Now, the reason I brought this up, okay, this is just one, how would you put it, one component of a larger mosaic. I want you to take a look at the individuals we have in this country. And I want you to think, okay, what's happening here with respect to the individuals in the U.S. and as well, speaking with Jim Ferguson over in the U.K., what's happening in Ireland and the U.K., the influx of illegals in those countries as well as the U.S. How is this going to be? How is all of this going to be accomplished? How is this UN takeover, this global governance takeover, going to be accomplished? Very simply, you're going to have a couple of things take place. You're going to have the U.S. embroiled, engaged in a war, and I think this is an extremely bad idea, against Iran. Iran, of course, is developing, and if you listen to Jerome Corsi, if you've got his books, and if you consider where they were at 10, 15 years ago versus now, I truly believe that they have had nuclear capabilities, but they're now bringing them out. Why now as opposed to 10 years ago? Because they have more and better nuclear capabilities and an enemy in the form of Israel, that they can use them and intend to use them against. So what this is going to do is draw our troops from CONUS into Western Europe, specifically the Middle East, Israel, as well as throw in Ukraine on top of all of this. And you're going to see, I believe, a void created here in the U.S. Some of this void will be filled by regular military, but also by National Guard. National Guard, I believe, is going to be shipped over as your neighbors, the people who would best uphold the Constitution are going to be shipped overseas. While the void will be filled by some of these gangs, these groups, they have the U.S. government under Harris Biden. Notice I said Harris Biden. I did that for a reason. They are going to, they don't want your neighbors anywhere near protecting the homeland because you are the enemy. So your neighbors would not necessarily fire upon you.
They won't be able to because they won't have guns.
Some the
literal neighbor,
our neighbor, but those that are in the guard,
the disarmament and arms control efforts of this, and small arms are listed
in the UN pact.
Yep.
Okay.
And that'll trickle to us.
Okay. Thank you. Yes, and I failed to connect that dot as I should have, but this is an all encompassing. Agreement of all member states of the UN to subjugate all of our sovereignty, all of our rights, all of our freedoms to this global governance under the UN. And yes, WEF is part of it. A lot of the NGOs are part of it, but this is very dangerous to us. Don't discount what's taking place later this month with respect to the UN and our own people who are giving up our sovereignty, our own leaders giving up our sovereignty to the United Nations. People will say, well, it's not a treaty, so it's, I mean, a treaty's got to be ratified by three quarters of the Senate and so on. Look, the way this is written, they can bypass all of that. And that's what they're doing. And Derek the Tech is exactly right. With the shooting, the recent shooting in Georgia, as well as other shootings coming yet. There's other shootings planned. I'm telling you right now, as I don't want to say false flags, but other shootings planned.
Speaking of that shooting.
Go.
Shooter is being tried as an adult.
As well as his father being charged.
You should see social media uproar. Again, that he should not be tried as an adult.
Folks, comment on Rumble. I want to hear your thoughts. 14-year-old tranny. By the way, this is a transsexual 14-year-old. Am I correct in that? Do you know?
I would assume if you were a betting man, you'd put your odds on that.
Well, supposedly, and I can't verify the authenticity of some of the social media posts I've seen, but this is a what was the name? Colt somebody? Colt, I don't like to remember the names of the offenders as a matter of cause, but the 14-year-old offender shot, what, killed four, wounded nine in a school in Georgia. The FBI knew about this individual. Reportedly, SSRI consumption, the father gave the child, this 14-year-old, well, 14-year-old young man, a gun. It's a very troubling story. But it's fitting a pattern, I think, that we're all familiar with. You're going to see more of this.
The pattern of programming.
Exactly. And speaking of that programming, I would not put it past, oh, man, think about this. A lot of people will not talk about this because this is too far in the weeds for them. But when you look at the pattern of life of the shooter of Thomas Matthew Crooks, if you look at that pattern of life and you start digging really far deep into his life, and believe me, we have, and you start connecting some dots, you start seeing some very familiar things that involve early trauma-based actions of this early trauma-based early childhood trauma, as well as elements of programming. Now, I'm not saying that there was I'm talking about his upbringing. In this, again, this is my particular professional opinion, his upbringing, where this kid could be controlled in every sense of the word to do what he did. That's Crooks now. But compare that to others, the other shootings that we've seen, the school shootings. A lot of the school shootings are the Georgia case, transgender or trans, maybe not fully transgender, but transitioning or involved in that mindset of becoming or going from a male to a female or having a perversity, sexual perversity that's actually egged on by adults in their sphere that I would say is part of trauma. But
and includes satanic programming.
Didn't want to say that, but I'm glad you did. That's right. Satanic programming. Yeah, and you know, there, and I want to thank the individual who posted the CIA, I think it was New York Times article from the 70s on Rumble, the link to the CIA assassin program, where the CIA admitted that they were trying to create assassins using trauma and using drugs, the combination. And think about it today. It's the same thing. The trauma involved in transitioning alone is a problem, and the sexual perversion that provides. So there's that, but you can see that there is this. I believe this. It's again, it's part of a bigger mosaic that we're watching. So that's important to really understand.
And these targets are all over the U.S.
Yes. Yes. In addition to the organically,
if you live in a decent sized town,
Yeah.
There's multiple.
Exactly. And I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, you've seen the multiple personalities of people. Eric the Tech has. I have. And it's something you really don't want to see too often. It's how would you describe it to it? To somebody that's never heard of it, Eric the Tech, you got to help me out here. To someone who's never heard of this multiple personality or DID or MPD, a groomed assassin, we'll say. Because
are we?
How would you describe
strictly government programming or combination of both government and
internet programs? I think both is appropriate because, generally speaking,
well, for the
go ahead.
Satanic one, just language changes on
yes.
the spot.
Yep. When you say language changes, define that because people might not understand what you mean.
Your personality turns into, let's say, from American to speaking English to Russian, speaking Russian and acting like a Russian.
Or German. I saw that in Miami in 1987. First time I ever saw that. And there was a man who wrote about it in The Dark of Night. My book is still available, obviously, in The Dark of Night. And if you've read it, thank you. If you've purchased it, read it, thank you. And if you've read it and haven't left a review, please do that. But the first time I saw that, it scared the living, you know, out of me. I'm telling you. I didn't know what I was seeing. And then, of course, Shatter Ops and Russ and his group. But I believe that's part of what we're seeing in terms of these school shootings, in addition to the drugs being used, the SSRIs, the doctors who are putting these kids on drugs, and that's all part of it. So, but there's going to be more of these.
And they can be activated by trigger words, sound, something visual.
Yep.
It is mind bending.
And that kind of made me think, too, because I see people on social media talking about, well, for example, Thomas Crooks supposedly stopped at Home Depot, bought a ladder, and then, you know, why would he do that? Folks, I'm telling you, a lot of these people, and I don't want to seem like I'm going too far out there in the weeds, but a lot of these people are given instructions as to what to do. Perhaps that ladder would have come in on plan A of whatever he was going to do, but not needed. And he could have been given a command. Again, I'm just tossing this out there. I'm not saying this is what happened, but I've seen this before. You're given a command, a word, a color, a sound, very specific to that individual or a combination thereof. And that person all of a sudden does stuff. Doesn't even know he's doing it, but does things.
And for that specific instance, they might have just wanted him to be there. In a public place that has cameras. The ladder kind of fits a narrative.
Yep.
Could have used it.
Yep. Folks, look, we are fighting a demonic element here that very few people understand. And when you do understand it, you become very well versed in the, I don't want to say demonic, but the spiritual fight that we find ourselves in, which we find ourselves. I'm telling you right now, which again goes back to the reason why Russ Dizar was very, very keen on this statue, on Ephesians 6:11. Hey, be strong in the Lord. And in his mighty power, put on the full armor of God. I'm telling you, we have to do that as we move forward to today. All right, I want to bring in one other thing. Of course, the debate's tomorrow night. Let me know, again, on Rumble, if you're going to be watching them, what you expect. Maybe kind of, in fact, make a prediction, if you want to, today after this is posted. Tell me what you think about what's going to happen in tomorrow's debate. Tomorrow would be Tuesday. I want to tell you, too, about this.
I'll tell you what will happen.
Go ahead.
Mueller will just laugh everything off, like Hillary and Joe did. So we gotta listen to her cackle. And that'll be it.
You know, I don't... I kind of disagree. I think she's going to be told not to cackle. She's going to be told to lose any potential accents and just very, and stick to the issues. I don't think she's going to do well with that. They're already saying, well, she's being hobbled by not having an open mic, so she could tell Trump to say, I'm speaking, you know, that kind of thing. But it'll be interesting to see. I'm going to see if you're right.
Listen, she's going to be nasty. It's because she is nasty.
Oh, undoubtedly nasty.
In more than one way.
I know
moldy
how you
deck.
Think. Do you think? I mean, obviously, there's a low bar set for Kamala, a high bar set for President Trump. Do you think that? I mean, what do you think? Do you think that there's going to be? How is the mainstream media going to treat this debate?
They'll get their sound bites. Trump's going to come in a little hotter on her.
Wow. Huh. All right. It'll definitely be interesting. We'll have a lot to talk about on Wednesday. All right. There's a question out there. Now, do you remember last time President Trump was going to be sentenced by Merchon there in New York State by Judge Merchon? Remember that sentencing? That sentencing was scheduled, and then it was suddenly moved. I was talking to PI Susan Daniels, and she said, you know, I had a really bad feeling about that when the sentencing was moved. She said that... I really thought that at some point they had a different plan for President Trump. And sure enough, not more than a couple of weeks later, President Trump was struck by the bullet in Butler, Pennsylvania. Maybe they thought they could have taken him out, or they were going to take him out in Butler. Okay, now, guess what? President Trump, his sentence is going to be moved, or has been moved from the 18th of September. Steve and I talked about this last week, if you recall, now to November 20-something, 26th or 25th. That concerns me. This concerns me a lot. First of all, I'd like you to watch Cut 3 on this, and the title of this cut is Why is Trump's Sentence Being Moved? This is one theory, and only one theory. See if you agree with this, or think, could it be for another reason? Because you folks are, look, if you're watching this show, I believe you're more intelligent than the average person out there. And I'm not just saying that. I do believe that. So tell me what you think. Is this a reason? Is it the reason? Or is this maybe just one of a couple of potential reasons? This is Cut 3.
Well, I'll tell you what concerns me about it, and I'm not surprised, by the way. Harry on the highway was just here, but he had to leave. But if you talk to Harry, Harry's been saying to me, oh, I got to get to the Senate. We got to be in New York for the Senate. I said, Harry, you're not going to have to be in New York on the 18th. Don't you worry. He says, why do you say that? I said, well, it's going to get pushed. He says, well, why do you keep saying that? I haven't heard anybody say it's going to get pushed. This was weeks ago. And I said, I'm just telling you, it's going to get pushed. And the reason I always thought it was going to get pushed is two things. Number one, I think if you listen to the judge today, all of a sudden, this judge who has let this courtroom run politically amok, what he's let in, his charging order, the order to the jury, no one can even understand it. This guy's been as political as humanly possible with the way he's run this case in this courtroom. All of a sudden today, he's worried about looking political. So I think they just know that they're better off cheating the election than they are giving him momentum by following through with this date on September 18th. Because when they push it past the election, they're effectively saying, okay, the American people are going to be the judge and jury. That's why we made that shirt. January 5th, we the people, judge and jury. That was always going to be what this came down to. And now what they're thinking is if this thing is neck and neck, or she's down a couple, he's down a couple, whatever you want to think of where we stand, let's not give them the momentum now, the extra momentum going into the election this close to it, and look so just outwardly partisan as we have all this time leading up to it. And every time it's worked against us, push it past the election. Then they cheat the election as much as they can, if it is close. And then they can say,